Hey VoiceTubers, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Emily. Today is Lantern Festival. What activities do you like to do during the holiday? Well, Lantern Festival seems to be a joyful holiday for children, since they get to eat Tang Yuan, solve lantern riddles, and watch the lantern exhibition. However, for some kids, they are told to study for the test and seldom can they enjoy the festival. It is understandable that parents like to micromanage their children to assure that they live a better future life. But if parents pay extremely close attention to a child's daily life and problems, this kind of parents are known as helicopter parents. Clearly, children need to be protected by their parents, but parents should also realize that every child is an independent individual. They should have the right to make their own decisions and learn from failures. So, do you think that you are a helicopter parent or do you live under your parents' control? Please take a look at today's video. And before learning more about this issue, let's practice the sentence and vocabulary today.
关于元宵节，这里整理一些活动的英文用法，比如刚才提到的吃元宵 eat traditional 汤圆，它指的是吃传统的红白小汤圆。那如果是咸汤圆的话，是 savory 汤圆。另外，猜灯谜我们可以说 solve lantern riddles， 赏花灯 watch the lantern exhibition， 还有放天灯 set off sky lanterns， 放烟火 let off fireworks。接着我们来念今天的句子。
We deprive the kid of the chance to show up in their own lives, take responsibility for things, be accountable for outcomes. We deprive the kid of the chance to show up in their own lives, take responsibility for things, be accountable for outcomes.
接着来看今天的第一个单字 deprive。Deprive 是 to take something away from， 它是动词，指的是夺走、抢走、剥夺。那么 to deprive somebody of something 这个片语指的是使点点点丧失或剥夺。举例来说 ，The government should not deprive citizens of their rights to speak freely。
政府不该剥夺人民自由言论的权利。另外一个易混淆的单字是 derive。
Derive 是 to take, receive, or obtain, especially from a specified source. 这个动词指的是从点点点中得到或从点点点中获得。Derive something from something 这个片语指的是从某物中获得某物。比如说 Grandma derives great satisfaction from baking cakes. 烘焙蛋糕能给奶奶极大的满足。
再来介绍 show up 这个片语。Show up 指的是 to arrive somewhere or to become involved with others and make an active contribution.
这个片语指的是出现、揭露、出席。那 show up 除了有出现、出席的意思，它也强调行动的重要性。像是 90% of life is just showing up. 当开始着手做一件事情的时候，就成功 90% 了。所以影片中的 show up 指的是让孩子为自己的人生站出来，付出行动，为自己的人生负责，而不是躲在父母的后面。那举个例子来说， I was supposed to hang out with my friend this morning, but she didn't show up. 我今早本来要跟我朋友出去玩，但她没有出现。再来是 In order to make new friends, you should show up for your relationship.
你应该在人际关系上有所行动，才能交到新朋友。
另外 show off 这个片语指的是 to display proudly or to seek to attract attention by conspicuous behavior， 它指的是炫耀、卖弄。举例来说 The man hung some expensive paintings on the wall to show off in front of the guest，
那名男子在墙壁上挂上一些昂贵的画作，以向客人炫耀。接下来来看 responsibility 这个字。 Responsibility 是名词，指的是 the quality or state of being responsible， 职责、责任。那负责也可以说 to take or accept full responsibility for somebody or something， 为某人或某事承担全部的责任。 be in charge of， 负责。 be responsible for somebody or something， 对某人或某事负责。
比如说 taking care of a child's health is the parent's responsibility， 照顾好孩子的健康是父母的责任。再来看最后一个单字是 accountable， accountable 是 subject to giving an account， 应负责任的，它是形容词。比如说 an adult should be accountable for his or her behavior， 成人应对自己的行为负责。Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and don't forget to practice pronunciation challenge every day. And wish you a happy Lantern Festival. Bye-bye!